From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will host a Farm Bill listening session today in Newberry, Florida. The Pennsylvania Republican will be joined by Florida Rep. Kat McCamick and a bipartisan group of House Ag Committee members. The event brings together farmers, ranchers, producers, agribusiness owners, and more to solicit public feedback. The session takes place at the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Ag Sciences at 2 o'clock. The Farm Credit Administration recently received a quarterly update on economic issues affecting agriculture, as well as an update on the performance of the farm credit system through 2022. Inflation continues to be a core economic issue, driven in part by the tight labor market and rising production costs and consumer demand. Tight global grain stocks, declining cattle inventory, and disruptions to specialty crop production continue to support prices. Wall Street rules intended for publicly traded companies shouldn't extend to family farms, according to the American Farm Bureau and six other ag groups. This after the Security and Exchange Commission proposed a rule to require public companies to report on Scope 3 emissions. The farm group's concern is that the rule will burden family farmers and ranchers and drive further consolidation in agriculture, all for no real environmental benefit.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.